Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's time now for Radio Law Talk. As we told you, Fred Penny is out of town and hosting this hour of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Denise Dirks.
Good day to everybody. Welcome to RadioLawTalk.com.
Good day to you, Denise.
Welcome to you too, Todd. Todd is a criminal attorney, and he does criminal defense.
I always love that phrase. He's a criminal attorney. Not another one.
Thank you for the clarification. Criminal defense. Thank you.
Criminal defense attorney. And I am a family law attorney. I also do guardianships and conservatorships, which also involves our producer, Cal Hunter.
So now, is that estate planning, those guardians? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
No.
I mean, not
no.
Guardianships, but...
Well, guardianships and conservatorships are considered probate, but it's not estate planning per se. It's more where you have a vulnerable individual that needs to have somebody else oversee them.
Is that what you were talking about when you said that's what Cal needed?
Yes.
Okay.
Once again, they're always so flattering to me, and that's because Denise is still angry because she got no points on case.
I got no points for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
For sure. Well, we have a really interesting show today, and we hope we can be informative as well as entertaining. We are going to be talking about the celebrity couples that have broken up this year and kind of the issues surrounding their divorces or their breakups. We're also going to be talking a little bit about Apple. Continuing a discussion we had from last hour, and we have other topics too, right, Todd?
Absolutely. We're gonna address some things that dumb criminals do. That we're gonna try to sprinkle that in through. There's no shortage of those things that people do that are just like real head scratchers, like the guy who maybe admitted a crime via body art. We'll talk about that and a couple of other things.
That's right. But before we do all of that, we are going to get into our happiest segment that we do each and every hour. You ready, Cal?
I'm set. You ready?
Yes.
Stand by. Roll the open. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
In 2007, the McWilliams and Bassey families were on their way to Christmas dinner at a relative's home. Their car had stopped at a red light. There was a truck behind them that did not stop or even slow down. It slammed into the back of their vehicle. Its driver, David Belniak, crashed into the car at 86 miles an hour, according to an investigator. The collision killed three people, left another seriously hurt. Belniak pleaded guilty to 3 counts of DUI because it was alcohol, Xanax, and cocaine, so he got the DUI manslaughter. He got 12 years in prison for that. The families of the victims filed a civil suit against Belniak, and he countersued. He claimed that the accident had been caused by the driver of the other vehicle, Ray McWilliams, who he believed he was under the influence of medication at the time. He claimed that McWilliams had abruptly changed lanes, which is why he couldn't stop at 86 miles an hour before he hit the bumper, you know, in the back of their car. And so the question is, we know this is a suit already, so Todd, you're going to go first. The question is, what was the outcome of this case?
Oh, brother, what state was this?
I don't know. I honestly do not know. I'm sorry.
See, this gets it. This is where I wish Fred were here. For a lot of reasons, I wish Fred were here. I always miss it when Fred's not here. I mean, he's got a very gregarious personality and just, you know, makes you laugh and do stuff and...
And stretch. Which obviously you're doing.
And extend and try to get to the break so I can say, I'll give my answer after the break, but I'm looking up at the time. There's no way I can get away with that this time.
No.
But if I give the answer quick, there's no way Denise could do that either. So, but what I was going to say is, I know that some states are comparative negligence versus contributory negligence, and one is, all right, they just look at it and they base it make it based upon the percentage that it was versus, nope, if you were negligent, you were negligent, and you know, we're not going to offset the award by the amount of the percentage. And so what I am going to say is that this is a case, obviously, and that this is one of those where the defendant in his countersuit, the guy who was
the alleged drunk driver.
Well, he's not alleged, he was convicted of that.
So the drunk driver
has his award reduced, or has the amount he would pay to the plaintiff reduced by an amount that correlates to the percentage of negligence that was attributed to the driver of the car that was hit.
Okay.
I screwed up the legal terms, but that is what happens. And the only reason I say that is because without that, I don't think there's anything about this case that makes it interesting. I think this case is interesting and something that would be newsworthy because people will go, oh my gosh, this drunk driver got away and was able to lay it on the shoulders of the person that was driving the car that had three people killed.
Well, you know what we say in the news business, when a dog bites a man, that's not news. But when a man bites the dog, that's a story.
That's a story.
Okay, so Denise, what say you, case or no case?
Well, this is the facts. They were stopped at a red light. So I don't think that it matters if you abruptly change lanes. 86 miles per hour is too fast to be going.
Prove you're pretty
no
out of control, right?
No way that he can fight. And the person who is under the influence of alcohol, it's almost strict liability to be, honest with you. How do you get out from that? You've already done a felony by driving under the influence, so you're going to be guilty of a felony. And he had three people that died as a result. So him countersuing the victims, if you will, in a civil lawsuit, he could probably do a countersuit, but he also could do what's called an affirmative defense, to where he can say, you wronged me, and here's how much you wronged me, and it will offset. So Todd's analysis on that is pretty good. But my instinct here is that it's a normal case, not abnormal case, and because it's so normal, that's why Cal thinks he's going to trick us.
What do you say?
So I'm going to say that his cross complaint against them fails.
Okay.
You know,
you're saying it is a case. I told you that.
Yeah, it's a case, okay. And I'm saying that the plaintiff victims that sued. No, he's. Wait, did they sue him and he countersued?
They sued him. He countersued. So who wins? How does that work?
The plaintiffs win.
Okay, so she says the plaintiffs win, and I say that he prevails in the countersuit, so the plaintiff still wins something, but it's reduced by the amount.
Plaintiffs are the family of the people who died in the car, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. That's, now I've got my brain wrapped around it.
You know, the interesting thing about this, just not that I'm going to change my answer or anything, but one of the interesting things about DUI law in particular, and again, I'm speaking in terms of California. If this was a California case, I don't know, but typically the only thing that makes a DUI a felony, absent an accident where somebody's hurt, the only thing that makes a DUI a felony is if you have three prior DUIs within 10 years. The other thing is that in order to get the DUI vehicular manslaughter, there has to be some prior notice to the accused that they were put on notice that if they pick up a DUI in the future and somebody is killed, they can be charged with murder. And that's how you... That's how you get those two things. And usually in injury cases and death, it also has to be shown that the person did something in addition to DUI that was also a violation of the law, like they were speeding in addition to the law, and the speeding coupled with the DUI is what killed them, or they swerved a lane coupled. So now he may have done all that, but I'm sticking with my answer.
He was doing 86 miles an hour when he hit them.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And that anywhere is going to be excessive speed.
That's right.
So how does this all work out? Well, we'll talk about that after our first break here of this hour on Radio Law Talk, right here on your local radio station, and of course on RadioLawTalk.com. And don't forget, you can hear all past episodes of Radio Law Talk by simply going to our website and podcasting the show anytime you want to. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Oh, come on.
You're listening to Advertising Talks. And now back to the show. And here's Denise Sirks.
All advertising.
We are doing case or nay case right now, and we have a case where a driver of a big rig vehicle ran into the back of a car and killed three people, and the driver of the big rig was actually guilty of DUI and was under the influence of drugs as well. And the question is not whether or not this is a case. This is a case. But when the victim sued the driver of the big rig and the big rig driver did a countersuit back, who prevailed.
Right, and the big rig driver's name is Mr. Belniak. And he was convicted, did prison time, and in the course of that thought, hey, maybe I can get some money back out of this deal.
That's right. He did, and he tried. And so Todd has said that Mr. Belniak's countersuit, he does recover something against the victims, and it has the effect of reducing what the victims will collect from him. And I said that the victims prevailed, that he doesn't get anything on his counterclaim.
And this is a two-point question, not a two-part answer, so it's a two-point. It's either a two or a zero. And so I'm very sad to report that one of you got no points and one of you got two.
Uh-oh.
Bringing tears to my eyes. For those of you who said that Mr. Belniak got something back, that would be Mr. Kunin. Todd. For those of you who say that the victims' families prevailed, they did, to the tune, Denise, of $14 million.
Oh, yeah.
$14 million. And that was it.
So my thought was right, that it was so normal and ordinary that you thought you'd fool us.
Well, I didn't think that. I thought to myself, you don't often hear of people in a personal injury case going back after the people that they killed. You know, I thought that was an unusual twist, or maybe it is more common than I know.
It does remind me of those scenarios where, you know, somebody, let's say, somebody is robbing, a home invasion burglary, and they're robbing somebody, and they fall through the staircase of the house they were robbing, and so then they sue the homeowner for negligence.
The homeowner and the builder and the architect. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just struck me as a little strange.
Yeah, this case or no case, you know, raised a couple of questions for me, and I think Todd is the person to answer them. First of all, I know that you can have DUI felony because, Todd, you said if you have three of them, that's going to be in California, it will be a felony.
Yep.
But I was also under the assumption that if there was injury, that could be a felony as well as property damage.
Yes. So let me talk about that. Just I don't want people coming away misinformed or thinking that I misspoke. So if we're just talking about a DUI, no injuries, just a person who's driving under the influence. And the thing I thought interesting about Cal's example here was he wasn't DUI alcohol. This was DUI chemicals, substance. You can, if you're prescribed medication, if you're prescribed oxycodone, Xanax, whatever, you can be DUI if that impairs your ability to operate a motor vehicle with the same care as somebody who isn't under the influence of those things. And actually, that technically applies to any substance.
Cough medicine, anything. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It applies to anything, but you rarely, if ever, see it applied practically in a case. They're usually sticking with the narcotics and alcohol with the DUIs. But if it is just the DUI, no other injuries, the only thing that makes a DUI felony are the number of priors you have, if you have some, within a 10-year period. You know, I got a call once from somebody, and their blood alcohol level was like a 0.41. That's like five times the legal limit. Most people would be in a coma, but this person was not. They were very worried that they were going to face a felony. It was a first-time DUI, that they were going to face a felony because of the blood alcohol content. No, it's a misdemeanor. You don't have the number of priors.
Right.
However, if even on a first-time DUI, you're involved in a situation where somebody else is injured, that can be a felony. Not property damage. You don't get a DUI for property damage unless you leave the scene, and then it's not for the DUI, it's for hit and run.
Dumb question. Does death count as an injury
in
that case?
It does. It does. Okay. It does. And so if somebody is killed or injured, then you can face a felony. The reason why I started out with injury was clearly in death, with your DUI, you're going to face a felony. But in the case of an injury, you can, depending on the severity of the injury. I mean, look, if you were DUI and you got into a little fender bender and your passenger got a scrape on their leg, that could be DUI with injury. It's going to be a misdemeanor because it's not that significant. But if somebody suffers significant injuries, well, then it can be even on the first time. So that's what makes it a felony, is if there's injury or death. But if it's just a DUI, it's only a felony if they have the priors.
That's really, I think that's important to note.
I agree, because my theory is if you get one DUI, you cannot drive forever as long as you live. That's just my own theory, because it's such a danger to people out there that the other driver simply cannot recognize. Like these people are sitting at a stop sign obeying the law, boom, they're gone, just like that.
I mean, DUI is one of those, what was it described as somebody there but for the grace of God cases, like Russian roulette, in the sense that some people, two people leave a bar, they both have blood alcohol levels of 0.25, they're both similarly impaired. One makes it home okay, the other hits somebody. And it was the person that hit somebody just had a different set of circumstances, but they were both had the same mental state, which isn't really great, and the same impairment when they left, right?
Right.
And so in that regard, it's like the Russian roulette of driving when it comes to people that can be hurt. And look, I know we don't give advice, but I'm going to give advice. It's not legal advice. It's practical advice. It is far better if you are somewhere where you have been drinking or taking anything that might impair your ability to call Uber or a taxi. It is far better to do that than get behind the wheel of a car.
That's exactly right.
And go get your car the next day. Right?
And if you are a true friend and caring person, if you know somebody is impaired, take their keys and make other arrangements for them to get home.
I would rather have somebody hate me and they are still alive than to be kicking myself the rest of my life because I didn't do anything. Denise, what's a number they can call us?
Let's put that number out there. It's 855-LAW-RADIO. That is 855-529-7234. We want you to call in. We're going to start talking about some fun celebrity breakups, and we want to hear from you.
Breakup to makeup, that's all we do. Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a little bit, so we hope you'll stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The city of Houston opened to 75% capacity, but it might not last long as officials are cautioning they may need to order people back home and open a COVID-19 hospital at NRG Stadium, a football complex, as the coronavirus cases surge in the nation's fourth largest city. Here's Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge, who is the top official for the county's 5 million residents.
We've had the highest hospitalization number. It's only grown from there. The numbers we're seeing are very significant.
I'm growing increasingly concerned that we may be approaching the precipice of a disaster.
At least 18 states have seen a spike in hospitalization since Memorial Day. In Texas alone, more than 84,000 people have been sickened by the virus, and there have been 1,950 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 55,000 have recovered. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show. Here's Denise Dirks.
Welcome back. We're going to talk today about some celebrity couples who have called it quits in
what?
2020.
What?
Infidelity and broken marriages in Hollywood?
What? And it's not just marriages either. That's the part that's, for me, become surprising. In Hollywood, it's kind of, you get to a milestone in a relationship, and that's almost considered a long-term, you know, affair here.
We've been married 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we got one that's kind of like that, right?
We've got a few of those. Huh. We've got, like, oh my gosh, I think this is so, there's some sad ones. Let's start with the getting the bad out of the way. Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock, they have filed for divorce.
Aww.
They've only been married for 7 years, and they have 2 children together, so that is a sad one. I mean, you wonder things like, do they have a prenuptial agreement? And I don't think they do. And you wonder if they're going to be amicable or if they're going to fight. You just don't know yet. It's too recent. She just filed for divorce in Los Angeles this month.
Now, did she file or did he? Because obviously she has this TV show going on.
She did, and that's why she filed in Los Angeles, because the couple had moved themselves to Los Angeles to reside there, as opposed to, I think they have a place in Montana, and they moved to Los Angeles so she could do her show.
Sure.
And then during the COVID, they were actually living on their ranch, but she filed in Los Angeles, and I think there's reasons why she filed in Los Angeles.
Well, I wonder if the quarantining in place for COVID, with these that are recent filings, And I think, Denise, you and I had talked about this before, what the effect of having to spend so much time with your spouse was going to have. It was going to be an increase in the divorce rate. Like, oh, good Lord, I didn't know how much of an idiot you really were, which is, if I were married, probably something my spouse would be saying. You know, and it would just be, I no longer have poor eyesight and a bad sense of smell. I can't be married to you anymore, Todd, so get out.
Well, I think COVID has a lot to do with some of it.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that she filed in Los Angeles is because of spousal support. Because in California, believe it or not, a presumptively long-term marriage is 10 years.
Yes.
Which is pretty short when you think of the scope of life, right?
Yeah.
But if you file in California, and California's the jurisdiction, then if you don't have a long-term marriage of 10 years or more, then you will only be paying short-term short-term spouse support of about one half the length of the marriage.
And she'd have to support her husband in this case. Is that what you're thinking?
I do. I think that's probably true. Even though her husband is, he's a professional in his own right, and he's once a manager. He's basically the music manager, and all of that. I think probably she does make a little more money than he does at this stage.
Those talk show TV hosts, they do fairly well.
They do.
Yeah. So it's my understanding when you start talking about the difference between long-term and short-term marriage for purposes of spousal support is that, as you said, if it's a short-term marriage, theirs was, 7 years? Let's say it was 8 years because it's easier to divide that by two. So if somebody's married 8 years and it's a short-term marriage, legally speaking, in the state of California, then spousal support, generally speaking, maybe on the hook for about 4 years, half of that, right? But if it's a long-term marriage, there is no formula. That's something that the court has to kind of, it's the court discretion. Isn't that right?
It is really an interesting way that the court has to determine it. It's based upon 16 different factors like the health, the age, tax consequences, whether one parent stayed home to take care of dependent children and deferred their career opportunities. I mean, that's a very valid consideration. But it's also all coupled there by the marital standard of living. And that is a, believe it or not, mathematical formula that I personally would hire an expert to determine. And that potentially means that the amount that's determined to be the marital standard of living, long-term spousal support, is one that could go on until there's a material change of circumstances like a loss of a job or
another marriage.
Retirement.
Yeah. Well, let's Kelly Clarkson decides they rent the Beverly Hillbillies mansion, that $44 million mansion. Let's say they rent that, and the nut on that is, I don't know, $50,000 a month. So that would that be the marital standard? Would they say, well, $50,000 a month, now let's divvy that up somehow? Or how would that
work? That's kind of a little too simplistic. It's more complex. It's more like looking at the average gross income of the family over a period of time during the marriage. And then you have to consider their children, and then you have to consider that now they're living two separate and distinct lives.
Right.
So you have to kind of dummy up that number a little bit. Not dummy, that's not the right word, but put
escalated
the number up for the separate living.
Right.
So it's a complex formula that I'm, as an attorney, don't do that kind of complex.
You hire a mathematician for that.
I do.
I have a question for you, Denise. How long have you been a family law practitioner?
31 years.
31 years. Okay, that's great. And I'm not asking this because I know the answer. I legitimately want to know. In the 31 years that you have been a family law practitioner.
No, I have to correct that.
What's that?
I didn't start as a family law attorney. So I have 31 years as an attorney, and I've been at least 26 years family law attorney.
Well, all right. If you're only 26, you're a novice, so I don't know if I can ask.
Rookie.
Okay, that still works here. So you're familiar not only with the laws and have the status of the law for the 26 years that you've been practicing, you're probably also familiar with the history of the law that, you know, as it has changed over time and come forward to this point. How much change has there been to the basic spousal support law, first over the course of your career and then over, say, the lifetime of the law? If the spousal support came about, say, in the 40s or 50s as a general idea to protect, you know, the spouse that was staying at home for a long period of time, how has it changed over the years, or is it still fundamentally the same way?
Well, it's fundamentally the same way. The biggest changes really were in property ownership, especially by women. And so in family law, that was the biggest change, because California wanted to draw wealthy women out to the West. And how do they do that? They said, whatever property you have and you come here with is yours. You get it. You don't share it with your husband. So that was kind of the historical property issue. The spousal support issue is relatively a newer phenomenon, but it hasn't really changed content in a long period of time, with one huge exception. And that is, there somewhere in the 90s, it changed to be that you have the duty to become self-supporting within a reasonable period of time. And that applies to everybody. Now, the reasonable period of time may change depending on the length of the marriage or other factors. But that is something that was a huge change. The other thing that's changed is it's applied equally to male and female. It doesn't matter who the primary wage earner was or is, really. It's not a gender specific anymore. It's really changed. And the only thing that cuts off that obligation, if it's a long-term setting, is the marriage of the supported person. That, as a matter of law, will cut it off. And did I answer your question?
You did, because the way I've always viewed spousal support is this idea that if it's, let's say it's a long-term marriage and you have the one person who's working and the other person who is the supporter, who's the one who's not working, who, you know, if it's back in the 40s and the 50s, she's the one that stays home and takes care of the kids and whatever. And at divorce, I think everybody would agree, it isn't fair that somebody should go and they don't have any education and skills or anything like that, because they have been taking care of everything, that because of the choice of somebody else. The, you know, in historically it was the guy back in the 40s and the 50s, because of that person's choice to terminate the marriage, that the other spouse would go from living in a nice home to a nice home and clothes and being supported to now living in a small one bedroom apartment or a living on burlap and whatever, because their circumstances changed when their ability to gain skills and take care of themselves was not there, because they were doing other things to allow somebody else to do that. There has to be a period of time so they can get on their feet. And I guess basically that is the same, but now it's applied equally, because the gender norms of who is the one that stays at home and who goes out in the workplace is not the way that it was back in the 40s and the 50s. You can have both people working.
Yeah, it's not the way that it was in the 60s or 70s. It's really changed a lot, which is a good thing, and needed to, quite honestly, because that bias, if you will, needs to be taken out of the view and the purview of the law. We've got Jordana Brewster and Andrew Form. This is the Fast and Furious actress. We've got hers, and hers is a long-term marriage. So that's a different result than the short-term marriage scenario. And then we've got to talk about marital agreements, because that's in a very important part of divorce. No matter what state you're in, no matter what venue, you need to be able to come up with a marital agreement amicably, and some people delay that for a really long time.
Well, I'm thinking, instead of people writing their own little vows or little fuzzy poems, like, you know, you're the sugar in my coffee, they should look at each other and read their prenup. Whereas the party of the first part.
That is a funny one. That is really good.
It'd be a good movie scene, wouldn't it?
That's right. Well, stay with us. We'll be back. We'll have some more interesting topics to discuss, and you can call us at Radio Law Talk, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or you can call or email.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At Ticket Chocolate.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Where's Fred?
This is Radio Law Talk.
And now hosting this hour, here's Denise Dirks.
Yes, welcome back to the show. We were talking about celebrity breakups, and surprise, surprise, there are a lot already
there
in 2020.
Are.
One of the things that's interesting about a true divorce is how do the parties involved actually handle it? Are they amicable? Are they not amicable? I mean, really, that depends. And it seems to me like the ones that wait a longer period of time to come up with a negotiated settlement, marital settlement agreement, they're the ones that do better in the divorce setting. For example, Sean Hannity and Jill Rhodes, they were, you know, quietly divorced. They separated for a long period of time. They quietly divorced. They kept everything out of the public arena, and they did it for the benefit of their children.
Yes.
And I think that's always a better way to handle a divorce. And negotiate over a period of time, because usually the first 2 years after people separate, they're still hanging on to emotions. You have to get to a point where it's almost a business decision about how to resolve everything, how to divide everything. You got to take away that emotionality from everything.
Because that's how the court sees it. They see this basically as a dissolution of a business proposition. You're deciding how to divide property, you know, how to spend who gets what. I mean, the court doesn't care about whether you're sad or not, do
they? That's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly true.
You know, we're talking about all of this, and I know that people are going to look at that. And I know this from people that I have spoken to, you know, members of my own family, when they see celebrities break up. And it's very easy to look at that and go, how come they couldn't make it work? Good heavens, look at all the money that they have. And they could take time for each other, and they could do this. And I think that when people make statements like that, there is a fundamental misunderstanding of the pressure on a celebrity couple that the average person absolutely has no concept of.
That is exactly true.
I mean, you take a celebrity couple that is working and they're doing things. They often have assistants. You know, what's one of the biggest things that really leads, that can become a wedge to a couple in a marriage? It's when instead of talking with each other, you start talking to somebody else about what's going on with your spouse and your backbiting and all this. Well, if you are in a situation where you have assistants and helping you out, and they want to cater to do everything for you. I mean, you have built in your I want to complain against my spouse sounding board right there. That's one. Two, you have schedules that cause you to be all over the place. And so it's not just kids. It is literally there's no time, because if you're doing a production in L.A. and they're doing a production in New York, you can't see each other. You can't do things. The thing that compounds that is that if you're a celebrity and you're in New York and this person here, the total number of people that want to have access to you, some for business reasons, others for potential romantic liaisons, that is compounded, which increases the rumor mill. But, you know,
I think there's one more thing that you just can't underestimate, and that is being in a fishbowl.
Exactly.
I mean, these people are under social media pressure all the time.
Now, true, it's their choice.
It is.
But everybody wants a piece of their time for whatever they're suffering. Most people see celebrities as a means of achieving what they want to achieve. They don't care about the person they use in the course of that, the celebrity. They just say, well, endorse my product. Oh, go out with me. Oh, you know, whoever it may be. So they see that celebrity as an object, a vehicle to an end, rather than an actual living, breathing human being, in my opinion.
I'll
give you an example where I saw that back in 1995. It was January of 95, and my favorite football team was going to be playing in the Super Bowl that year. And I went to a basketball tournament in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it just so happened that the starting quarterback for that team, Steve Young, was seated right in front of me on the baseline at this basketball tournament that I was there at. And in the course of one basketball game, it was a non-stop chorus of people coming up to him. Hey, can you sign this? Did you talk to so-and-so about maybe speaking at my kid's school? Can you do this? And it was never ending at a basketball game out in public. And that, you talk about the fishbowl.
Yeah, that's hard.
Look, I'm divorced. I've said that on the show. And when my ex-wife and I went through our divorce, we had, for the most part, the luxury of being able to work out our differences and work everything out in privacy. Nobody wanted to know what was going on between Todd Kuhnen and his spouse.
Yeah, the only people who were embarrassed or sad about what was you two. It wasn't the whole world.
It was not broadcast. I mean, look, we're talking about this right now on a radio show because we saw articles where this was brought. No, nobody wrote an article about mine, right?
Wrote
an article about mine, but here it is. The pressure that puts on a marriage has got to be incredible.
That's so true. And, you know, when you and the media being able to access divorce files,
yes,
are public record. So the media can access any of their files. We've got the case of Jamie King and Kyle Newman. These very professional couple. They get divorced, and what's happening? When she files for divorce, King also seeks a domestic violence prevention petition, and that's pending right now, too. And that's certainly a bad omen, if you will, because that type of an allegation will increase the conflict.
And here's another key point. It's politicians, too, and the press is they're not looking for the routine. If it's celebrity, they're looking for the juicy stuff. Look, there's a protective order. Oh, look, you know, we saw him out with the mayor's secretary last week. Whatever it is, they're looking for the juicy goo. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
It's kind of like what you said last hour, Cal, or maybe it was earlier this hour when you said with regard to news, and nobody cares about the dog that bites the person, but when the person bites the dog, that's when they run, because it's juicy. Interesting, and that is the same thing.
Yes, yeah. And a very famous now bachelor has broken up with his fiance, Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph. And you may ask, what's the breakup? And when you know that they're already engaged, you wonder, did they have a prenup? Did they couldn't negotiate the prenup before the marriage?
What happened to the prenup? What's this about?
What a lot of people don't know is that the prenuptial agreement does not take effect until the marriage. So if they had a prenup, it's not even in effect. There's nothing to enforce.
Now, with regard to that, the term prenup refers to prenuptial agreement, right?
Sorry, I'm talking legal speak. Yes.
But prenuptial agreement refers to actually getting married.
And yet, by definition, prenuptial sounds like, well, it's enforced before they're married, but it means you get the agreement before you're married.
It's a premarital arrangement.
And so the question that I have here in the case of Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph, which is the bachelor couple, they never got married, did they?
No, they did not.
Okay, so if they had a prenuptial agreement that was supposed to take into effect once they got married, now you're talking about maybe an agreement that might exist while they're dating or while they're engaged. They haven't been married yet, but are you saying that there's an agreement maybe by virtue of the fact that he proposed to her on national TV, that he may have entered into an agreement for certain things with her that he'd be liable, even though they never got married?
No, I don't think that would be the case, but that would be an understanding. I mean, he did make a promise to marry her. They made a promise they both shared to marry each other, and now they have backed out of that promise.
Now, look, sometimes there are promises and gifts that are exchanged in anticipation of marriage. I think we've all heard cases like, you know,
I'm not going to give you back the ring.
I'm not going to give you back the ring. It was a gift. What happened? What happens in a case like that?
Well, it depends. I have to say that very honestly.
That's a lawyer answer. Good job.
Yes, it has to be based upon the state law by which you are in at the time that the breakup occurs, and it sometimes will depend on who breaks up with whom. So a gift, or an engagement ring, is considered to be a gift. So after marriage, it's a gift to the spouse that received that engagement ring.
Either a gift or collateral.
Well, true.
So if I'm the woman and he gives me an engagement ring and then he breaks off the engagement, I should probably keep it as a gift. Is it different if after I get the $10,000 ring, I break off the engagement? Is it then viewed maybe as a, well, no, this was, you accepted in anticipation of this other thing happening, and when that didn't happen, you owe me the ring back?
Well, it could be morally, it could be that.
Interesting.
Yes, it could be both.
2 hours in the book. Cal, take us away.
Isn't it crazy? Here we only have 1 hour to go. We have quick takes and other things coming up next hour, and another case or no case. Yes, Radio Law Talk really is just getting started, even as we invite you to put your trays up in the full and upright position. Stay tuned. The show continues after this.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.